Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio, Project Independence and You, right here at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. If you're lucky enough to be nearby, please tune in on your radio to 88.1. If not, you can stream us live. Or we have all of our Project Independence and You shows archived, and you can simply just go to our website and find out where the shows are archived. And when we later on in the show, we'll be doing we'll be speaking with Christina, and we'll be doing Talk of the Town, and we'll be giving you some information about how to access our archived Project Independence and You programs for almost 6 years. Is that right, Christina? All right. We're coming up to our six-year anniversary. So we're back with Barbara Melman, who is our special guest today, talking about travel options for seniors. We went over some safety tips, but I really want to talk a little bit about the touring now. Let's talk about the actual trips and what your experiences are as a senior.
Yeah, okay.
Could I add one thing?
Sure.
What do you do to make the trip even more useful and valuable? What kind of things should you say? I should do this or I do that. In other words, you're on a trip.
Right.
And you say, what makes it, what can I do to make it even more interesting to me as a senior?
Okay. Obviously, being curious, you know, starts, you know, will start. But there are many tour organizations where they have naturalists or knowledgeable tour. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to talk about one particular trip I took. Okay. Last 2016, in the spring of 2016, I went to Florence, Italy for 6 weeks. It's an immersion program, and it's with an organization called Road Scholar, R-O-A-D-S-C-H-O-L-A-R.
That's the old Elder Hostel.
It's the old Elder Hostel.
Right.
It's now called Road Scholar, and it's .org, O-R-G. And this was a six-week immersion program where you actually, they found apartments for you. You lived in an apartment. You went shopping in the supermarket. Every morning for 3 hours, you went to Italian school and you learned Italian. And you learned about the architecture and the artists with guides who were from the area. Very knowledgeable guides. I have found Road Scholar to be an extraordinary program, but there's also Elder Treks, which also does very good programs. But if that sort of stuff interests you, I will tell you, you will pay more than you will on something like, say, Smart Tours does absolutely terrific tours, but they don't have the kinds of guides that these other organizations have. So you wanted me to talk about my butterfly trip.
Yes.
Okay. So I took a trip with Natural Habitats. That was in Mexico. And we started out in Mexico City. We had two naturalists with us. We drove to a town whose name I can no longer pronounce, up in the central highlands of Mexico. Then we got in the back of a truck. And we went up even higher. We went up to 11,000 feet. So you need to know if altitude sickness is an issue for you. And we saw the wintering place of the monarch butterflies. It was an extraordinary sight to see millions and millions of butterflies. This expanse of orange will just blow you away. They are so gorgeous. So we got on horseback. Now, we didn't gallop. You could walk faster than these horses walked. But to take a trip like this, you need to be strong, in good health, and you need to be a bit adventurous. Okay, that's really important. But it is a trip of a lifetime, and you will remember it. You will have the pictures to show everybody.
So when you say you have to be in good health, so assuming people are in general good health when they travel, is a trip like that, how much walking a day are you looking at?
You should allow, for any of these trips, you should allow yourself between 2 and 5 miles a day. Now, we're not talking about a hike. We're talking about strolling, walking slowly, but you are on your feet a lot.
Right, so that's a very
important However, I have to tell you, on all of these trips, when I was in, when I took my trip to Florence, we went up into the Tuscan Hills to Volterra. which is, I have to tell you, the hill up there had to be a 30-degree angle. We had people with canes. There were 90-year-old women walking up and down this hill with canes. Yeah. You can do it. I had a contest with everybody who could be the last, and I always won. You know,
sensible approach.
As long as you can walk and you're comfortable walking and you have the proper shoes, there's no reason you can't do it. But the websites, and I need to mention this. This is really important. The websites will tell you how rugged it is. I know many of you are not computer literate, and as soon as we say the website, your eyes glaze over. Go to your public library. Somebody at the library will help you research these sites and get the information you need. So that's really very important, but everything now is online.
That's great. So really accessing the internet through for the tour groups.
Well, for the tour groups, but also you want to compare what's available. For instance, I'm planning a trip to the Galapagos next year. I am checking out Overseas Adventure Travel, Natural Habitats, National Geographic, Celebrity Expedition Cruises. All right, so I'm going to compare four different ones. Now, I hear you. You're saying, I can't read all that stuff online. Right. Go to the website, request a catalog. So you can have the catalogs next to one another, and you can do a really good comparison.
Barbara, so a lot of our seniors are on limited budgets.
Right.
Not meaning that they don't have enough money to travel, but some of the ones that are on limited budgets would like to travel. What are the costs involved? What is like a trip? I mean, to imagine being in Italy for 6 weeks, something like that must be, you know, on the higher end. But some of the more, you know, 2 week trips or 1 week trips, are there better times to travel to different places that might be more cost effective?
You want to travel on a budget, but you don't want to do it to the point where your trip is uncomfortable.
Right.
Sometimes maybe you should limit, if you are on a limited budget, do one vacation a year instead of two, for instance.
Save up for the good one.
Now, I have a credit card where I get points. Lots of points.
Airline points?
Yep. Okay. I now travel business class overseas. I don't do it domestically. So what does it cost? A trip to Italy, if you travel coach, okay, is going to run you probably anywhere from $900 to $1,100.
Round trip?
Round trip. Okay. It used to be more. Prices are going up. Depends. It could be as high as $1,500. Okay. I traveled business class. So there is a special business class. I know Delta has it. I don't know if other airlines do. Check all the airlines. Where it has lots of restrictions. You can't change your itinerary. Right. You don't get a refund. If you cannot make it, you end up losing your money because they will not credit you towards another flight. So it's very restrictive, which, by the way, is why you want flight insurance, trip insurance. And I paid $3,100 round trip. So it cost me, I'm going to say, $1,500 to $2,000 more to fly business class. If you can figure that into the cost of your trip, you will end up, first of all, your ankles won't swell because your feet will come up. You'll have a full bed.
Right.
So if you want to use, by the way, you want to buy a pair of compression socks to prevent your ankles from swelling on the
right.
flight.
Again, that is something that you need to go to your own doctor for.
No, they sell them at the container store.
No, that I understand. Oh, but, you know, whether or not you actually need them for the flight is something that the doctor would probably recommend. So
anyway, one of the nice things about business class, besides the fact that you really do get a good meal, is that you've got a bed, a flat bed. So if you leave at night and you arrive the next morning, you arrive pretty rested.
You'll be rested and fed.
It's terrific. So you might want to consider figuring that into your budget. There are budget travel groups. I have a lot of friends who travel with Smart Tours, and they love it. They say they're wonderful. I have taken 5 trips now with Rhodes Scholar.
When you take the trips with larger groups, do the rates go down because you're booking with a larger group of people, or is it around the same? You're just getting to travel with a lot of people.
It has nothing to do with how many people. It has to do with the time of year that you travel and the kind of trip it is. I know I do not like a trip that's on the bus, off the bus, on the bus, off the bus. I prefer a trip where I stay at one place and then we take side trips.
You can explore that.
Right. In December, I went to Sorrento. It's called New Year's in Sorrento. And I spent the full week in Sorrento, Positano, Amalfi. It was an absolutely magnificent trip.
I think you have a new travel partner here. We
did that trip years ago.
It's a wonderful trip.
Well, I still remember the hotel. Yeah. We couldn't go to the island because the weather was so bad.
Yeah. Oh, we went to Capri.
Yeah, we got we on did, the boat, yeah. And I said no. But we stayed at this hotel. There's a Vesuvius. And the lightning was playing on the mountain. Boy, what was the trip?
We went to Herculaneum. Now, here's why you want to go with an educator.
Right.
We went to Herculaneum with a college professor, Claudio, who made Herculaneum come alive so much so that I was in tears when I realized that these people could have escaped. And when you go there, they still have the bones of the people, you know, who died. They've been excavating Herculaneum and Pompeii since the 1700s. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Neither did I. And they're still excavating it. They haven't even finished. So, but I want to talk about one more thing. We have a minute?
Yeah, we have 1 minute.
Apply for TSA PreCheck and Global Entry on the website.
And also travel insurance.
Travel insurance.
Okay.
I got through customs. I just came back from Spain. I took my granddaughter. And this trip, I got through customs coming home in 20 minutes.
Okay, so state what it is again.
It's called TSA PreCheck and Global Entry. Costs $100. You have to
reasonable.
Go for an interview because they do a background check.
How far in advance should you do this before your trip?
Do it 2 months in advance.
Do you have to have plans to travel before you do it?
No, you do not.
So it sounds like a really great suggestion.
It is fabulous.
Barbara, of course, we don't have enough time. So here we are, 20 seconds to go.
Right.
Thank you so much for all this really, really great information, hearing about your travels. It makes me just want to go right to Kennedy and hop on a flight.
Right.
Jerry, 8 seconds to go. Again, Barbara, thank you so much. I'm sure we'll have you back on the show. We will be back shortly with our next guest, Mark Krieger. We'll be right back.